اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem with Habibullah Fazizadeh and also our dear students from Xavier International School and IRIB Radio, English Radio. So we really welcome you all and thank you so much for joining us again. We hope that everyone is fine and healthy and inshallah protected from all evils. So, respected brothers and sisters, again, we are here with you with another lesson of Qur'an Kareem and level 3 of our Qur'anic sessions in Tajweed lessons. Inshallah, today we will start learning a very new and important topic in Tajweed. But before we go and start, let's say hello and how are you to our friends here. And then inshallah we'll go through our lessons. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum.
How are you?
Fine,
fine inshallah.
Yes.
You're Saint Ruhullah, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. I know, but our friends here, okay? Are listening to us. So how are you, Hussein Musa?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
How much good?
Good.
Just good?
Yes.
Okay, it means you didn't have good breakfast. You just had good breakfast, not perfect one.
Yes.
Yeah. How about Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Just fine?
Just fine.
Okay, that's enough, yeah? Just being fine is enough. So, alhamdulillah, everyone is fine here, and we hope that you're fine as well. So, guys, ready, inshallah, to go and start our lesson?
Yes.
That's great. So, we really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network that have provided the chance for us. And also, first and foremost, we give thanks to Allah Almighty. Okay. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So let's go, inshallah, and start. In the previous session, we were like talking about the heaviness and lightness of the Arabic alphabet letters, yes? And we said that we have two groups, heavy letters, light letters. So light letters are always like we apply the rule of tarqiq, yes?
Tarqiq.
Yes.
Tarqiq means lightness.
Light.
Yes. Yes. Lightness. So it means we produce a sound like the word happy that I told you. Happy. When you say the word happy, it produces an a sound.
Yes.
Remember this, okay? So the light letters always produce an a sound. Doesn't matter. They have fatha, kasra, dhamma. They have an a sound, not an a or heavy sound or full mouth sound. Okay, they are not produced or pronounced with a full mouth. But heavy letters, we had two groups, yeah? So always heavy letters, temporary heavy letters, yes? So always heavy letters were? Seven were there, yes?
Yes.
Kha, Qaf, what was the next one?
Ta,
Ta,
Da,
Saad,
Ghain,
Bad, Ghain, yes. These seven letters.
Yes.
So, Sad, Dot, Ta, Da, Ghain, Qaf, Kha. These seven letters were?
heavy letters.
Always heavy letters. Doesn't matter. They have fatha, kasra, dhamma.
Yes,
Muhsin Musa?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, you're okay. Right.
For example, dhalin, khalidin. Yes? Or for example, ghafilin. So, sabirin, tahirin, for example. Or sira, sui, again it's heavy. Sui, again it's heavy. Sira, tal. So, but we had another letter, heavy letter, but that's temporary. That was the letter
ra.
Okay. So we talked a lot about the letter ra. And we said that there is a general rule. And the general rule was that you have to take a look at the harakat of the letter ra or the harakat of
the previous
letter. But the harakat itself was not what we were talking about. The sound was important, yes?
Yes.
The a sound or the fatha sound that it has. If the fatha sound exists on the top of the letter ra, or the ra has that fatha sound, okay? So of course you produce
a heavy sound.
Awesome. Ra. Raziqeen. Yes? And if the letter ra has a sukoon and the previous sound, that there is a fatha, again, you produce
ra.
A heavy sound. Ra.
Yes.
For example, we say, Sabr. Look, sa has baizal as well silent, but still we have that fatha sound.
Yes.
So that was very important.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
And also, Dhamma has the same rule, yes?
Yes.
Zamma also produces a heavy sound with the letter ra. But whenever we have kasra, either with the letter ra itself, ri. Rizq. Yes?
Yes.
Or for example, sabri wal asri. So it doesn't have a heavy sound anymore. So it produces a light sound.
A light sound.
And also, whenever we have a kasra before the letter ra. It means the letter ra is sakin. We have a kasra before. For example, what?
Re.
Hijr.
Yes.
Hijr. So if someone says hijr, or if someone says basir, the ayah ends, for example, in the word basir. Basir. Look, basir. E sound. We have kasra sound, yes?
Yes.
So it ends with the letter ra. But because we have that kasra sound, so the letter ra doesn't have kasra. Because you stop here, it changes to sukoon. Whatever harakat it has. Fatha, kasra, dhamma, whatever. So it changes to sukoon, so but we still have that kasra sound, right? Hussein Musa, how do you read it?
Basir.
Nice one. Light sound. So if Fawad Haider recite this way. Basir. That's wrong. Why? Because it doesn't produce a heavy sound. Why? Because we have a kasra sound before.
Yes.
If he recites it, for example, basir. Ro, that's a heavy sound because it has harakat. So we had two cases. Either we look at the harakat of the letter ra itself or at the harakat of or the sound of the previous
letter.
Yes.
Previous word or letters. That's it, okay? But there were some exceptions, okay? Although we have like kasra sound before and also we have like the ra is sakin. But, for example, the next letter after the letter ra, it is a heavy letter. So in this case, we were supposed to produce a heavy sound. For example, labil mir. Mir. Which one? Mir saad. Which one? Mir saad or mir saad?
Mir sad. Mir.
Aha. Mashallah, both of you are wrong.
Mir sad.
Mir. Mir, heavy sound, or mir, light sound?
Light.
Light one? Because we have a kasra sound before, yes? So what's the next letter?
Sad.
Sad. Sad. Is it a light letter or a heavy letter?
Heavy.
Heavy. So remember, whenever you have a heavy letter after the letter ra, and you have a light letter or a kasra sound before, so here it's
heavy.
Yeah. There is an exception, okay? Exceptional rule. It says that heavy letter is prior to that light sound. Sad is prior to that r-e sound, okay? Mir, mi sound. Mir, sad. Wrong. Mir, sad. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. No.
Yes.
The first one is correct. How? Recite.
Inna rabbaka labil mirsad.
Thought?
إن ربك لبالمرصاد.
All of you.
إن ربك لبالمرصاد.
Yes, مرصاد. That was the exceptional rule. Just one thing was left here about the letter ra, and that was about حمزة الوصل and also مد اللين. Okay, or ياء اللين. There was this rule was left. You know, ya ilin means this. A sakin ya, which has like a fatha before. Fatha before?
Yes.
There we have a letter with fatha, then ya, sakin ya. For example, ba with fatha and then ya with sukun. How do you read it?
Bay.
Jim with fatha and ya, sukun. Jay. Let's read it with alif ba. All the alphabet letters. A. What's the next one?
Bay.
Tay. Thay. Jay. Hay. Khay. Day. They. Right? This. So this is yailin. It's called yailin. Why it's lean? Because you produce a soft. Lean means layin. You remember, yeah? I think. That means that. Soft sound. Soft A sound. Look. For example, we have لإلاف قريش أي a soft أي sound. Okay? Lean. Yeah, lean. So, if we have a ra after this yai lean, and if it is also sakin because we stop at that word, okay? Stop at that word, again, that ra is producing a heavy sound. Why? Because I told you, there is a rule. We have a fatha sound. Fatha sound. Khair. Which one? Khair or khair?
First one.
The second one.
Why? Because we still have a fatha sound. Khair.
Yeah, this is right.
Khair. Yes, that's it. Okay? Khair. Okay. Or for example, we have there is like, is that correct? Khair. Is that correct?
Wait, read it again.
Khair. Is that correct?
No.
Why?
Yes.
Why it's not correct? Look, it is. We said a general rule, yes? So I was like telling you this rule, okay? But you were just accepting it. So it's not correct. Okay, so it's wrong. Why? So there is an exceptional rule for this. If we have yai lean, okay, so in this case you do not produce a heavy sound. So if I say khair, it was wrong. Okay, you didn't pay attention to this. So always do not pay attention to that fatha sound. Always do not pay attention. Okay, there are sometimes some exceptional rules. That Yailin is, yeah, Fawad was right. Yailin is that exceptional.
Yes.
Okay? So the other cases, you have to pay attention to that fatha or that fatha sound. But when it comes to Yailin, okay? Ya'ilin. Or there is a ya sakin, doesn't matter, it's ya'ilin or no. Qadir, for example. Qadir. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in.
Qadir.
Qadir. Ya, we have ya sakin, doesn't matter, okay? Ya'ilin we have, or for example, any other ya we have. In qadir, because we have that kasra sound, also we can say that's the reason, yes?
Yes. Yeah?
But
yes.
With ya sakin, it's that, the case is that, okay? That with ya sakin, after ya sakin, we have a letter ra, okay? So in this case, you, if the ra is sakin as well, so you produce a light sound. Stay with us, okay? Inshallah, we'll be back. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه